What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, August 30th, 2017, getting on to the end of the month here. Middle of the day, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan, a Friday, and a bunch of insanity. Now, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and today Ken is in our control room answering the phones and keeping us out of trouble when you call on in. Before we get into the news, though, as most of you probably know, yesterday was my 65th birthday. I'm officially an old codger now, and I wanted to thank everybody who sent birthday wishes and donations and everything, but by far, the most unique gift I got from one of the show's listeners was this package of artifacts from Palestine. And I'm sorry the people on RBM can't see it. This is where the BAM user people have the advantage. It's these picture postcards, black and white, printed in Palestine from the 1930s and 1940s, some Palestinian postage stamps, and these two remarkable books, both of which I think ought to be in a museum, and I'm going to try and forward them to the appropriate party. This one is called The Guide to Samaria by R.W. Hamilton. It was published in Jerusalem in 1944 by the government of Palestine. Apparently, it's an official travel tour guide. And then another one called Land and Landscape, The Face of Palestine, which is just a picture book, black and white, of all these pictures from 1936 through 1940 Palestine, and it's just an amazing look back at what was going on. And what is really unique to see in these books, this being before the creation of the nation of Israel, is seeing all these pictures of Muslims and Jews living side by side in perfect peace and in harmony. And there is a lesson to be learned there. So thank you very much for these. These are truly unique. And as I said, I'm going to try and find a more appropriate home for them than my dusty bookshelf. All right, we're going to go right to the phones here. We got a call already. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hey, that guy makes a great addition to the coinage you got from Palestine, too, right?
It absolutely does. I think I'm going to bundle. There is a museum of Palestine over in Israel, and I think I'm going to contact them and ask if they want all this stuff and just bundle it up and send it to them like I did the political buttons to the Smithsonian, because I am 65, and at this stage of my life, I'm less interested in acquiring stuff than giving it away, lest some of these items wind up in a landfill following my untimely death. So, yeah, it's time to start finding new homes for some of these collectibles. I don't know who would want the debris collection, but for the rest of it, I'm sure that there's going to be somebody somewhere with a museum that would welcome some of this.
Hey, Mike, I don't know if a lot of people are aware of this, but there's a chemical plant in Texas called Arkema.
Yes.
And they're in, like, the process of maybe exploding, and they're evacuating their residents. And I was just watching the news. In addition to that, tables and just chairs in people's houses, and everything's garbage. Where are they going to fit all this land, like, for landfill? Where are they going to move all this garbage to? It's just like, I never seen so much stuff from like two houses. Imagine like there's like thousands and thousands of houses. Man, it's a wreck over there, Mike. I feel really bad.
Well, I'll tell you what they really ought to do is, rather than take it away to a landfill, is just make it a landfill right there, you know, crush it all down and basically raise the ground level so it's no longer an inundation zone. You know, plus, you know, Mike, 500 years from now, there'll be some student archaeologist striving for tenure who's going to hit that the remains of this disaster and say, yee-haw, I'm published.
Hey, Mike, I seen there was like some disagreement on either to evacuate parts of Houston or some, I don't know what the exact deal, but it's hard. Storms are unpredictable like anything else, so it's kind of hard. It's hard to evacuate like half the state or whole state. I don't know. But, I mean, can you imagine if they decided to evacuate halfway through the storm? All those people would be trapped in their cars, right, for the most part?
Yeah. If you're already into the storm, it's too late to order the evacuation. And it isn't so much where the storm is going to go as where it's going to flood. And it is possible to compute where the inundation zones are simply on the basis of a topographic map and knowing where the water is going to flow. That's even a big issue here in Hawaii because of storm surges and tsunamis. And as a matter of fact, down at the bottom of the hill, there's this one little shopping center that when the sun and the moon are either on the together, new moon or full moon, opposite side, there's actually a little bit of flooding in that parking lot at high tide. It just comes in from Pearl Harbor, and you know, you have to just drive through the water, and that's just everybody shrugs and says that's, you know, part of living in the tropics.
Yeah, it's a real wreck over there. It's going to take a long time to recover, but I know, didn't they shut down a gas oil plant also? Because, like, all the pipes would be starting to corrode by now, right?
Well, it all depends on how they're coated and protected, which I imagine for an expensive asset like a refinery, they're probably pretty well protected. But my understanding right now is there are already four major refineries that have had to be shut down. And as Harvey moves along the coast into Louisiana, we may see even more shut down. So there's going to be a major spike in gas prices because there's going to be a huge shortage.
Yeah, they just found a white van full of six people dead that got stuck in the, I guess, in the flood. Children, and yeah, so it's they're going to be finding more. People went, a lot of people, not a lot, but there's people who even went back into the attic. Don't go in the attic.
Not unless you got an axe and can chop your way out through the top there. I mean, yeah, that's what killed so many people in Katrina. As a matter of fact, odd coincidence here, Fox News just flashed a little lower third that said Harvey has disrupted 15% of petroleum production here in the United States of America. That is a major impact, and it's going to be felt at the fuel pump. You're going to see supply chain issues where these trucking companies can't get affordable gas and diesel. So, yeah, the effects of this are going to be felt all over that mainland.
And, Mike, one more thing. I watched somebody say they used to have, I mean, throughout the years, they had 160,000 more acres of, like, of sponge, you know, of land that was taken away to make concrete, the concrete jungle, per se. Now, that would have helped absorb not all the water, but some more water, right? I mean, the more they build, the worse it's going to get, right?
Well, it depends where they're taking the dirt from. And, yeah, there have been some very short-sighted operations where they will just scoop out huge amounts of land and literally create an area that's guaranteed to be an inundation zone. But, you know, they're thinking about where they're building it up rather than where they're taking it down. And the other issue that people don't pay a lot of attention to, because we're even seeing this out in places like Long Beach, California, they're pumping so much oil out from under the ground, the entire landscape is sinking. Of course, Al Gore's down there saying the oceans are rising and it's all the fault of Ikipu humans. But you can't pump all that volume of petroleum out from the strata and not expect it to sort of sink down a little bit.
It's the same with when they do the gas, you know, like in Ohio,
yeah.
It causes tremors because, remember, there's once you pull it out, there's no that pressure's released, so the ground is going to drop down or move. And yeah, it's very simple if you just think about it. Thanks,
yes.
Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates here. So getting on down to Texas, and I do feel really bad for those people, and it is going to be decades recovering from this. I mean, look over at Louisiana. They still haven't finished recovering from Katrina. And Harvey is already looking like it's going to wind up being worse. They're already like something like 52 inches of rain, and more is still coming down. Some of the shelters are beginning to flood. There are at least 30 dead, 30,000 homeless, and $160 billion estimated destruction. And people are starting to say that Harvey is the worst natural disaster in U.S. history. I find it hard to argue against that. Now, Houston's mayor is starting to impose curfews to deal with the looting. Now that they're mandating evacuation from certain neighborhoods, especially to the east of those reservoirs that have now overflowed their limits, the problem is apparently the looting is really getting out of control, and people are going out in boats and breaking into abandoned homes and stealing stuff. They don't have the police force to go on out there and deal with it. So now they're just going to have a citywide curfew that starts at midnight and ends at 5 a.m. to try and deal with the looting. There's another concern that there's been so much volume of water moving around the pylons that some of the bridges and roads and rails are compromised and could fail as well. So it is. It's a major, major, major disaster down there. Now, Hurricane Harvey has damaged ExxonMobil refineries, and this has allowed hazardous petroleum pollutants to leak into the environment. And that's another reason why they've had to shut off some of these city municipal water systems. And then you have places like Best Buy are out there charging an arm and a leg for a case of water. I actually got a letter saying, hey, it's the law of supply and demand. It's not really gouging. It's, you know, it's just smart businessmen taking advantage of an opportunity. No, they're taking advantage of a disaster. And there are some people who are out there who are doing amazing things to help their fellow Texans. And there are people out there just exploiting this to make a fast buck. More about this in a little bit. Now, as I mentioned before, Fox News is already saying Harvey has basically reduced U.S. petroleum production by 15%, which shows you how critical Texas was to our oil infrastructure. And basically, there is a level of reduction in oil that could bring the entire U.S. to a halt. Not enough fuel to get trains and trucks to their destinations. They're not even going to start the journey. Now, as Dustin was mentioning, there's a chemical plant in Crosby, Texas. It belongs to the French industrial giant Arkema SA, and it is evacuating workers due to the risk of an explosion because Tropical Storm Harvey knocked out the power, and just like in Fukushima, they didn't have the backup generators up on pylons. They flooded, and they have stopped. And the situation at the chemical plant is serious. They're working with the Department of Homeland Security in the state of Texas to try and figure out a way to control what's going on because the plant produces explosive organic peroxides and ammonia. They got hit by 40 inches of rain, and these chemicals this factory produces are not chemicals that react very well to water. It produces methyl mercaptan, ethyl mercaptan, dimethyl sulfide, and methyl mercaptopropanaldehyde. These are industrial chemicals, and especially when you look at some of them, again, they really will. They'll explode on contact with water. All right, so let's take another phone call. Keith in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, Mike, as I heard about that, I was thinking of that Bhopal accident in 84.
Oh, man, was that horrible.
Yeah, affected over 500,000 people. Nearly 3,000 died instantly, another 8,000 in 2 weeks, another 8,000 in 2 weeks, plus the massive amount of disabilities. And those. And of course, out of all of it, only six people, seven, I guess, were charged, but one died. But six people were fined $2,000 each and got 2 years in prison.
Well, that one, if I recall correctly, was Union Carbide. And
Ready, yeah, same thing, yeah.
And basically that plant produced dioxin, and because of that, you still can't go in there because dioxin is the gift that keeps on giving. And we've got areas down on the Big Island where they were testing Agent Orange, which is based on dioxin, and you still can't go in there. And we're talking about, you know, back in Vietnam, the 1960s to today, you still can't go in there.
Well, remember, they in Bhopal there, they said this all started with just a little bit of water being infused into other chemicals, and it acted as a medium to boom.
Yes.
So,
no, some of these chemicals
anyway,
are...
I sent you...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I just had to say, I sent you another email about another firm that's doing some scalping on this disaster down there, a leftist group that's taking the money from people.
Oh, yeah, I think I know the one you're talking about, the Women's March.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that. I find that absolutely disgusting.
It is. Anyway, Mike, my best to you and Claire, okay? And
we
have heavy smoke here in Montana right now. We have, last time I checked, was I sent you an email about that, too, by the way.
Yeah,
I think
all the wildfires over
fires
there.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, just it's bad. And they continue to burn, so it's. I had to go and get some Sudafed just to breathe. not
man,
making
that that is that is really bad. I remember some of the Southern California wildfires. The only thing we're dealing with right now here in Hawaii is we had thunderstorms last night, but at the moment the skies are clear. All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Let's talk about some of these people who are responding to this disaster and the needs of their friends and neighbors in different ways. As you know, this preacher, TV preacher Austin, initially refused to open his megachurch to house hurricane refugees. And Joel Osteen put it on out and said the church is inaccessible because of the flooding. And people who were near the church said, no, it's the roads are open. Everything's fine. And finally, public pressure forced Osteen to open his mega church to hurricane refugees. However, he's now gone on a campaign saying that everybody has to donate $50 minimum to help cover the costs of potential damage to his church and blah, blah, blah. And he's turning it into another money-making opportunity. Now, that stands in contrast to a guy named Jim McIngvale, and this guy owns a bedding furniture store. And this gentleman, Jim, basically opened his two stores to makeshift storm shelters, and even more, used his furniture-moving trucks to go and get the Harvey victims to his door. And so you have this picture of all these survivors of Hurricane Harvey, and they're basically bedded down on brand new furniture and mattresses in these stores and being cared for. And you know this guy's just going to have to write off all the furniture and the mattresses. He's not going to be able to sell that as brand new now. That's a write-off right there, and he didn't care. His company's called Gallery Furniture. Now, that's a guy who walks their talk about a sense of responsibility to the community. And if I were anywhere near him, I would say, yeah, I'll go buy a used sofa or mattress from you. The Houston Best Buy has been caught selling cases of water for $42 each after the hurricane. That is absolutely shameful. And yes, I know Best Buy is in the business of making money, and Best Buy and I have had our disagreements in the past. But where is your sense of humanity? Now, there is another concern, and that is the fact that in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, you're going to have all this pooled up, dirty flood water. You're going to have mosquitoes like crazy. You're going to have infectious diseases. The floodwaters have likely dredged up sewage, chemicals, waterborne germs. Health and Human Secretary Dr. Tom Price has declared a public health emergency in the state of Texas on Sunday due to the extreme hazards from the hurricane. This is real wrath of God type stuff out there. And there are too many people out there saying, oh, the Texans deserved it because they supported Trump. No, what a ridiculous thing to say. Now, the other day when this was really cranking up, I was talking about the possibility of Texans not having flood insurance, because flood insurance is one of those things where it's very affordable if there's no chance you're really going to need it. Claire and I live basically on the top of a hill. We could get flood insurance for pennies. We don't need it, obviously. People who live in an inundation zone obviously are going to be charged a lot of money. And as it turns out, a majority of the Texans living in the flood zones from Hurricane Harvey do not have flood insurance. And this is going to place a huge financial strain on the budget for Texas, which is already under strain from all the illegal immigrants and refugees. Okay, so let's talk about this Women's March. This Women's March is encouraging people to donate to organizations that specifically help non-white groups after Hurricane Harvey. Talk about a cynical exploitation where they're out there saying you've got to open up your wallets and you've got to help the black victims of Hurricane Harvey and the brown victims of Hurricane Harvey. But for the whites, out of heck with them. They'll take care of themselves. We don't need them. Let them go off and drown. And, of course, Twitter just absolutely uncorked on this lady in a big way. We'll take a short break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Oh, yeah. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the Women's March, which is out there literally saying that everybody should donate to help the black survivors of Hurricane Harvey and the brown survivors of Hurricane Harvey and the women survivors of Hurricane Harvey. But those white males, let them drown. And now there's a story that's come out from Wayne Dupre's website basically saying that Linda Sarsour is taking what donations are coming into the Women's March. And they're not going to any survivors at all, but to leftist political organizations. So it's just another scam. Now, if you are wanting to help out the people in Texas, and I applaud you if you do, there are all kinds of legitimate charities that you can go to. They're all over the web. Or if you actually know people in Texas, just send them a check or send them some cash. You go through one of these big organizations or these political organizations, there's a good chance the money is not going to get there. And, of course, already the various foundations, the charitable foundations, they're drooling over Houston. It's going to be the next Haiti. They're going to raise billions of dollars for a relief effort and put most of it into their pockets. Believe it or not, the Houston Director of Governor Relations has approached Chelsea Clinton for expertise on the relief effort. I'm sorry, Chelsea Clinton isn't an expert on the relief effort. She's just a name value individual. And if the Clinton Foundation is coming on in to Houston, they're going to do the same job for Houston they did for Haiti. Another group called Charitable Humans is refusing to provide assistance to people in Texas because it's a red state. Okay, let's take another phone call here. Roxanne in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, good afternoon, or morning, whatever it is for you. I live one block from, it's called Lakewood Church, and it used to be our sports center and they concerts and whatnot. That thing's a massive building. It's up very high. You can look at it on the web. And it's got tall stairs, and I'm one block from it. In our neighborhood, we were very lucky this time, not like Ike, because we lost roofs and whatnot. Not on our particular complex. Trees went down all over. And this time, we didn't lose power. We only had just a little bit of water in the street on Saturday. So I know that he's putting out, well, they couldn't get the... But there were videos on the web, too, you can see on YouTube, about the young man went up the steps and the doors were locked. This is the 28th. Well, and Mattress Mac, McInvale, he's mm-hmm. been a long-time pillar in this community. He's got a couple controversies, but he's been through, they had arson at one of the stores. He's actually opened three for the evacuees. He's opened three of the stores. And let's see what else. But he's a longtime resident helper of the community. Joe Olstein, his wife slapped somebody on Continental. They're just weird people, very iffy, you know. And this is going to change something for him. But they're still, now they open the doors, and they got tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of clothing and diapers, you know, the supplies for the evacuees finally.
Oh, good, so, finally.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you that there's some controversy because I live right here and I could walk to that place. Anyway, you have a good show. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Mo in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Can I change the subject, talk about the dollar, or is that okay?
Yeah, but we're going to come back to Harvey here after you're done.
Okay, all right. Well, I know it was that was a subject, you know, but I just wanted to get your opinion on this cryptocurrency thing. Do you think it's a government, do you think the government started it up and that's their way of herding everybody into this, you know, ether? And because you say, you know, everything is about the paper and ink, you know, and these wars and everything. And sorry for jumping the gun. I never really got your full opinion on it because it's still kind of new out there.
Well, actually,
I mean, I've followed it since it started.
I've stated many times, and we're at the end of the segment here, so I'm going to have to let you go. The cryptocurrencies have evolved out of people wanting an honest money system, but the government and the bankers are moving to co-opt it, and it's too easy to manipulate. Anyway, Mo, we're going to let you go. Take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm watching on the news here right now. And apparently, Congress is getting ready to vote up or down on a package of assistance for the victims of Hurricane Harvey. And there is apparently an attempt to link it to an increase in the debt ceiling. In other words, raise the debt ceiling or no assistance for the people in Texas. They're holding those poor victims of Hurricane Harvey hostage to get the debt ceiling increased. All I can say is, come on, children. Get back a sense of proportion. You know, I watch these people in Congress, and no matter how cynical I get, I just can't keep up. Okay, we're going to go back to the telephones here. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Michael, for bringing attention to the scam of charitable organizations, and especially those associated with the government. And all we have to do is look at Hillary Clinton and her little Haiti effort and all the money that was scammed there in her foundation. But I'm glad you brought attention to that. There must be another way to go around that. And we can also be reminded of the trillions of dollars that have been ended up missing when government had their hands on it, and nobody ever investigated where that went. So I don't have a lot of confidence in the United States government when it comes down to charitable organizations and donating your money to an effort when they can't seem to keep track of anything.
Well, you know, it's not just the Clinton Foundation. There's an article that we posted that we linked to from ProPublica about how in 2011 the Red Cross launched a multi-million dollar project for the victims of the Haiti earthquake, and they raised $500 million, and they only built 6 homes. And the rest of the money just went away to administrative costs and advertising, whatever else it went. And yeah, these big organized charities, they pay their managers huge salaries, and they're really not all that effective. If you want to do good in your neighborhood, go on out and do good in your neighborhood. Don't just send a check to somebody on the TV and think that you've actually accomplished anything, because it really doesn't work. Claire and I, when we're involved in the hungry population here, we go on out. We go, you know, we used to go on out and buy the bread and take it down to the food distribution. We can't do that anymore because it's on the same night as Claire's choir rehearsal. But we're involved in other ways where we know for a fact what we do gets to the people who needs it.
I agree with that 100%. I found out here in Northern California, I think RBN actually, John Stadmiller had put something on the website about charitable organizations and how much money actually goes to the cause versus administrative costs. And I found that Salvation Army had the best record of the money. I think 75 cents of every dollar went to the cause itself, and 25 was used for costs. And that's where I normally go. I did find out that the Goodwill paid their CEO, I believe, $3 million. And I realized that I will never donate any of my used goods to Goodwill anymore. It either goes to the Salvation Army, or if I'm in Utah, then Deseret Industries does a fine job of making sure the money goes to where it's supposed to go, and the items are sold at a very reasonable cost to the consumer. I find that Goodwill, actually, they really get it for free. Of course, it's a huge profit, and then they really don't discount it for the people who really could use the item. They actually just a below shelf price sometimes.
Yeah, they are, and very often with the fact that it's used and everything, you're getting a raw deal there. Plus, I happen to know somebody who works at the local Goodwill, and they say the people who work at the Goodwill, the really good things that get donated, they just take them home.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, we are not done with Harvey, unfortunately, because it has already made a second landfall in Louisiana after leaving Texas, Houston, this huge, huge mess. And so it's basically going across Louisiana, across New Orleans. And they never really did recover from Katrina. So it is probably, I'm in agreement with those who say this is the worst natural disaster in U.S. history, although I would have to say probably the New Madrid quake was worse, but there was hardly anybody living there when that one happened here. All right, let's grab a phone call. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is big business.
Okay.
You know, big business in Texas gets a pass on this. I mean, you got the conglomerate oil industry down there that makes so much money every quarter. It's absolutely staggering. I mean, they could just pocket change would bail out this whole mess. So what we got here is like going into the grocery store and you buy your $500 worth of groceries for the month for you and your wife and two kids. Then they ask you if you want to donate for the food bank. And you know what I'd like to say? Why don't the grocery store just write the check? Okay? We have enough already on our plate to have to be paying for this crap. You sitting there asking us for money at the register. Big business is getting a pass, and it's very cleverly done on the media. You don't want to bring the issue up, but these businesses could easily pay off all these troubles, and it wouldn't even hurt them. Just barely wouldn't even hurt them. So we got to think differently in this country and stop letting the billionaire class and the 100 millionaire class get away with murder in this country, and they are, you know. So Anyway, that's all I got for today, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And apparently, the co-founder of Home Depot, Ken Longon, is basically stepping on in to help with the cleanup efforts after 9/11, and he is on the warpath against the price gougers. So apparently, if you're trying to clean up and repair your home in the aftermath of the storm, Home Depot is not going to be raising their prices, if I read this correctly. All righty. Now then, in response to that caller who was asking about Bitcoin, we just put up this article at whatreallyhappened.com. It's from Government Slaves. Apparently, Princeton researchers have discovered that Bitcoin transactions are not, in fact, anonymous, that there is, in fact, a mechanism in place where they can be tracked back to you. And I know that was one of the big attractions of Bitcoin, the promise of anonymity. It isn't there. Okay, now then, remember the march to D.C.? They were going to start from Charlottesville, Virginia. We're standing up against racism and against the Confederacy. And they started with nearly 200 marchers Monday. Basically, yesterday, they were down to just 35. And so it looks like that has already fizzled. It looks like that whole, the latest round, the latest chapter in the let's get the Confederacy and let's stir up racism is losing traction. More about that in a bit, but we're going to grab a phone call. Kathleen in Paris, aloha.
Hungry population here. We go on.
Okay, Kathleen, are you there?
Yeah, Michael. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
It's just so crazy, this. Well, hello, Michael?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Michael?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, well, I want to say hi, Captain, my captain, and you are my teacher. And have you ever heard this term? It's something like when the student is ready, the teacher arrives.
Yes, I know that's kind of considered an older model of education.
You are my teacher.
Well, I'm glad I finally showed up.
You showed up, and you are my teacher, and I listen sometimes, and then I think, oh, I have to go back and I have to listen again, and so I do. And then I take notes, and I write notes, and I learn so much from you that, anyway, I want you to know that I am also a teacher, and coming in October in Paris, I will be a teacher in this organization called Philotechnique. It's something like what we would call in the States a community college. But in this one, all the teachers are volunteers. And I am a teacher of English there. But I am going to promote you and all your ideas. And so you are going to carry on
Kathleen,
in France.
Kathleen, I would be very, very careful about that because of the very restrictive laws passed by the French government. I don't know how the French government feels about me and my site specifically, but I'm telling you to exercise the appropriate caution because there are people who have been in places like schools and so forth who have mentioned my website. And they have gotten into some really major trouble, including the loss of their jobs. So please be very, very careful before you do that.
The thing is about this particular, it's an association. And all teachers are volunteers. And I am a volunteer. And so, you know, volunteers are difficult to fire.
Yeah, but they can still be asked not to be a volunteer anymore.
That's true. However, I'm going to ask for my lectures to be videoed And I just want you to know that you have taught me so much. And I had a day this week where I was, it was like punching your fist in the air when I got it. And it had to do with, Hitler, and it had to do with, I've lost it.
All right, well, listen, let me just finish up because we have another caller I want to get to right now. Kathleen, I'm very honored and flattered by your words and your comments, but again, I wish to caution you about, you know, being very careful talking about whatreallyhappened.com in your place of, I know it's not employment, shall we say, involvement, and that also applies to everybody else out here listening to the radio show. I know at the end of the radio show I say share what you know with who you know, but obviously doing that in your place of employment, especially if it's an educational or media entity, can be hazardous to your financial health. And so please exercise the appropriate caution. Exercise the better part of valor, if you will. Kathleen, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to switch to Terry in Oregon. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. I just don't know if you talked about FEMA yet, but I remember when George Bush appointed the political appointee to run FEMA, and then we had the hurricane down in New Orleans. Do you have any feedback on how their performance is so far? And isn't this, aren't they supposed to be the main organization that's supposed to come in and take over? We got a national emergency here down there. And,
well, my understanding is they're doing a much, much better job today than they did back on Hurricane Katrina, that they were able to learn from those past mistakes. And again, part of it is that FEMA is actually part of the continuity of government structure. And it certainly when it was formed, was more focused on protecting the government in the event of an emergency than protecting the people. Obviously, following Hurricane Katrina, they have been, at least to some extent, retasked. And my understanding is they are on the ground there in Houston, and they're doing a much better job. They're not having to go around to the Red Cross asking for donuts like they were during Hurricane Sandy. But they are doing a much better job is what I'm understanding.
Okay, Mike, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now open. Now, here's an interesting little story. As you know, Republican Representative Dana Rohrabacher had a meeting with Julian Assange over there at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, at which point Assange told him that there was no question that the DNC emails were leaked and they were not hacked by Russia. And Assange apparently gave him the information, the proof, the documentation. And now Rohrabacher is trying to get that to Donald Trump. And we keep hearing that the White House chief of staff is literally trying to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't see anything that's going to upset the establishment. And so apparently Dana Rohrabacher is having to literally work to try and get some kind of a meeting set up with Trump so that he can share this information from Assange on the DNC hack. And if there is this much resistance to a simple meeting on this, then obviously more and more people understand it was never the Russians. It was just another one of these lies that they fed us to try and get us to hate the people we're supposed to hate, and that it was an internal leak. And in all probability, it was Seth Rich. We know Julian Assange implied it was Seth Rich, and that he was murdered for leaking this information out to the public. It was a political assassination. And I just hope that Rohrabacher stays out of small aircraft. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Brian in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to mention this. I hadn't heard much about it since Trump tweeted it out a couple of weeks ago, but it was right around the time that he said, you know, we're going to step up the wars, you know, we're not backing down, we're gonna take on the rest of the world. He sent out a tweet where he said, Ron Paul is right that we are wasting trillions of dollars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I got to say, when I read that, I just fell out of my chair because I almost thought it was like Trump trying to signal to his base, like, look, I don't want to go along with these wars. I know what the score is, but, you know, I'm compromised. I've been threatened. I was just stunned to see that tweet, him even mention Ron Paul in a tweet about the wars.
Well, yeah, there have been a lot of very obvious conflicts between what is being tweeted and what the official line from the White House is. And at one point I thought maybe they had somebody sitting on Trump's Twitter account on his behalf. But in this case, I think your analysis actually does make sense. We know that Trump is being controlled because everybody around him is lying to him, and maybe he's picked up on that, and he's trying to find a way to push back on that. But it's very, very troubling to find out the president that we elected has already been controlled, contained, and isolated. Brian, we have to let you go and take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to go right back to the phones here. Ahmed in Turkey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Rivero.
Yes.
Mr. Rivero, among you, I listened to you for the last 10 years almost, and among your listeners, I agree with Peter from California mostly. I have a theory that America is controlled completely by Israel, and Trump was a choice because they gave him all the publicity. And if it wasn't, they could fix it with that ballot counters, ballot machines. And if you have other idea, please prove me wrong that it is not so.
Well, there is no question that Israel holds a tremendous influence. I wouldn't say it's total control, but a great deal, inappropriate degrees of control over our government and our media. The fact, though, is that as near as I can tell, Israel would have preferred Hillary Clinton as president, because while Donald Trump is grudgingly going along with Israel's agenda, Hillary would have been enthusiastic about it. And I think Israel really wanted Hillary, but they figure they're able to basically control Donald Trump and get what they want from him anyway. It just takes a little more work.
Mr. Rivero, I told you last time also, when it was Ron Paul, they wouldn't give him the light of the day. They wouldn't let him in the TV shows or the debates or anything. Trump, from the first day, got all the publicity, including in your program. Not that I blame you for the support in Israel.
If you go back and you look at the history of the primaries, Donald Trump was being basically marginalized. They put all the focus on Jeb Bush. They put all the focus on Ted Cruz. They put all the focus on every one of those GOP candidates was being put front and center. Trump was being shoved off to the side. There were many cases during the early debates where Trump was over on the end of one row, and then when they ran the photo of the debates in the newspaper the next day, they simply cut him out. So Trump did not have the focus of the media's attention until it was unavoidable that he was going to win the primary.
Are you saying that they couldn't fix the ballot counters, those machines, which it was in their hands?
Well, election fraud can shift the result of an election a few percentage points, but it can't reverse a landslide, or everybody knows what happened.
It wasn't a landslide, Mr. Rivera. And even if, let's say, three-quarters of the country voted for Trump, if they did it the other way on the ballot boxes, I don't think there would be a revolution. They could do it. Nobody knows who voted for who.
Okay, well, Ahmed, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe, and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.